This is MSONewsSports.com. It's time for the Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni, with news on America's pastime. Hi, Andy. Welcome.
Happy to be back, Boo. How's everything going?
Good. We took a week off, but I sent you all kinds of postcards during that time. I hope you got them.
And I certainly did. It was great reading. Much better than reading that was much better than watching the local nine.
Yeah, man. Okay, so the Braves are gone, and what do we got?
Well, last night at Fenway, the Red Sox wrapped up the brief two-game series with the Braves, losing 8-4. Sox have now dropped four straight, six of their last seven. So tonight on Jersey Street, the Orioles come to town to make up a game that was rained out earlier in the season. First pitch at 7:10, Josh Wiskowski. He's towing the rubber for the Sox. And this weekend, the Yankees come to town for a three-game series. So after the loss last night, Red Sox fall to 54-58. That puts them in last place in the AL East. If you really care, they're 17 games behind the first-place Yankees. Sox also now five games behind the Orioles and the Rays for the final American League wildcard spot. In between the Red Sox and the Orioles and Rays, Sox have to jump over two more teams, Twins and the White Sox.
Well, Andy, they've got the Yankees this weekend. They're going to make up a lot of ground, I believe.
Oh, yes. Go play the lottery as well tonight, Bill.
Okay. Now, the trade deadline, the trades and so on, what can you report to us as far as Red Sox moves and other moves?
Well, the Red Sox were kind of surprising at the deadline. They kind of were buyers and sellers at the same time, and many Red Sox fans still scratching their head about what went down last week. First off, they traded catcher Christian Vasquez to the Astros for two prospects, also sent pitcher Jake Diekman to the White Sox for a backup catcher Reese McGuire, and the Red Sox acquired outfielder Tommy Pham from the Reds for a play to be named later, and the Red Sox traded a minor league pitching prospect to the Padres for first baseman Eric Hosmer and two minor leaguers. Padres will be paying the $44 million remaining on Hosmer's eight-year, $144 million deal that runs through the 2025 season. The Red Sox also designated outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr. for assignment. Bradley was then signed by the Blue Jays on Tuesday to a one-year deal.
All right, and we had Chris Sale news as well this week.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up if you try, Bill. I don't know of any Major League Baseball player that has broken three separate bones in the same season. And two of those times, it was non-baseball-related situations. He's out for the rest of the season. He fractured his right wrist in a bicycle accident. It happened on Saturday. Sale had been on the injured list recovering from a broken pinky when he was hit by a line drive at Yankee Stadium. Apparently, Sale had a little rehab outing at Boston College on Saturday, throwing a little bullpen session. He headed home and decided to jump on his bike and go for lunch. And riding down a hill, he hit something and flew over the handlebars. The rest is history. My question is, if he drove home from B.C. to go for lunch, why is he getting his bike involved and just drive to wherever you're going to get the food and all would be forgotten? But that's not the case. So Sale this year has broken his rib. We're still not sure exactly how that happened. Definitely an off-field incident, if you ask me. Then he was injured with the broken pinky on a line drive and now broken wrist with the bicycle.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, the helmet didn't matter on that one, I guess.
Yeah, certainly not.
All right. So what other – I mean, there's so much to say here, but I'm going to leave it alone. What else do we have, Andy, for the –
Well, two other players placed on the injured list since we last spoke. Closer Tanner Scott on the IL with a strained lower back, and then pitcher Brian Bayo. He was placed on the injured list with a groin strain.
All right. Sometimes what you do, Andy, is you take us back several days or a week or whatever as to what's happened with the team. So what's been happening with this team other than a lot of L's?
Well, in the last week, we'll kind of recap that quickly. We'll start things off last Thursday when the Sox lost 7-3 to the Royals. Then on Friday, Sox did come back and beat the Royals 7-4. Xander Bogaerts, four hits and an RBI. And Josh Winkowski, who's pitching tonight, he allowed one run in five innings for his fifth win of the year. Then on Saturday, the Sox dropped a 5-4 decision to the Royals in Kansas City in a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. Sunday didn't get any better as the Sox got blown out by the Royals 13-5. Tuesday night, back at Fenway after an off day, the Sox lose 9-7 to the Braves in 11 innings as the six-game homestand got underway.
All right, and let's see here. What else? You have some Nesson news, right?
Yeah, kind of a little bit of surprising news. If the play on the field didn't get any worse, now the situation in the broadcast booth is not going to be any better. Red Sox broadcaster and Hall of Fame pitcher Dennis Eckersley announced he's retiring from the booth after almost two decades behind the mic. Eckersley started calling games for Nesson back in 2003.
Yeah, so I was surprised to hear that.
Yeah, he he's apparently going to be moving back to the West Coast from his South Shore home here and be able to spend more time with his twin granddaughters and, maybe just relax a little more.
All right. Is it time for Major League Baseball news? Have we hit that? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, it's time for Major League Baseball news, right? Oh, no, or is it time for Nesson Plus? That's what it is.
You just can't pass up Nesson Plus because the Red Sox, of course, are on a losing streak, but they'll always be on a winning streak on Nesson Plus. It's a game from August the 11th, 2006. First pitch this afternoon's at 1 o'clock. Sox beat the Orioles 9-2 at Fenway. Could that be a precursor to tonight's game? We'll see. Manny Ramirez, Mark Loretta, Alex Gonzalez each drove in a pair of runs for the Red Sox.
Well, I'm so sorry, Andy. If you were China, you would sanction me right now. I get that. Okay. Okay, now let's go to Major League Baseball news.
Yeah, wrapping up a couple of the deals that went down at the deadline of note, the Nationals sending outfielder Juan Soto to the Padres in an 8-player deal. The Brewers then sent their all-star closer Josh Hader to the Padres. For their closer, Taylor Rogers and 3 prospects. The Reds sent their number one starter pitcher Luis Castillo to the Mariners. 4 minor league prospects, and the Braves, who were just in town, their third baseman Austin Riley, was signed to a 10-year contract extension worth $212 million.
All right, so those are some of the Major League Baseball news, trade news, but there's what about on-field stuff?
Well, last Thursday, the Angels tied a Major League record, hitting 7 home runs in a game, but that didn't help. They lost to the A's 8-7. On Sunday, the Rays beat the Tigers 7-0. The Rays scored all 7 runs after 2 outs in the top of the ninth. So that game was scoreless going into the ninth inning. First time in Major League history that that has happened when a team has scored 7 runs after 2 outs in the top of the ninth. And then on Tuesday, Angels pitcher Shohei Ohtani joined Babe Ruth as the only players in history who have at least 10 home runs and 10 wins in a season. Ohtani now has 25 home runs, and he has 10 wins on the mound.
Man, this is a great stuff. All right. And then what's the deal with this Field of Dreams game? I'm not following it all that closely. What's going on with that?
Well, this year it's a second annual Field of Dreams game. Last year in Dyersville, Iowa, of course, it was the Yankees playing the White Sox. This year it's the Cubs and the Reds. The game starts at 7:15, and you can watch all the action from the cornfield on Fox.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So a little Thursday night baseball, just what we need in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be more entertainment than watching the local 9 tonight, so we'll flip on over to Fox and, be a good venue to watch a game from.
All right, close us out. What else do you have, Andy?
Well, in a surprising movie, I said the Tigers fired Vice President General Manager Al Avila after 20 years with the organization. I just don't understand why they didn't wait to the end of the season. I mean, teams can't make any moves or sign any players at this point, but... The Tigers found it necessary to do that yesterday. And make sure to check your attic, your closets. A 1909 Hannes Wagner baseball card sold over the weekend at auction for a record $7.25 million.
All right. Hey, you mentioned Dennis Eckersley, Andy, but also this week the passing of Vin Scully, the legendary voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, that was some sad news. He passed away August 2nd at the age of 94. Scully spent 67 seasons as a Dodgers announcer in Brooklyn and in Los Angeles. He retired back in 2016. So for the rest of the season, the Dodgers will be honoring Scully with a commemorative black patch on their uniforms, featuring a microphone and the word Vin.
You know, I just realized this past week, Andy, that and in reading about him, that he and I would share one common experience, having done the Harvard-Yale football game. So that
you can chalk that up on your resume. That's quite an honor right there.
From there, though, he went, he had a pretty good career, that's for sure.
He certainly did take right off after that broadcasting appearance.
And I'm here on MSONewsSports.com talking with you, Andy, and I couldn't get any better.
Nothing better than that.
Nothing better than that. All right, Andy, I know we got to run, but great information, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.